Oil prices falling in concert with stocks today, and this is despite the fact that OPEC is expected to significantly cut production when the cartel meets later on this week. What's going on? Let's talk to a trader, Anthony Grisanti, president of GRZ Energy, here with us now from the floor. Talk to us about why you're seeing this and why it seems like OPEC isn't even playing in.
Well, right now, today, the focus is on the dollar. We're by that key 130 level, and it's right above it. And really, it's the strength of the dollar that has made oil weaker today. And, you know, going over to OPEC, you know, we pretty much know that they want to cut Friday. But most of the traders feel down here that they're going to have to cut a significant amount to have any impact on this market and to have these prices go higher. And by significant amount, I'm talking about 4 to 5 million barrels a day. And I really don't see that happening. In fact, any kind of a cut we see, I expect 1 to 2 million barrels. And I don't really see that have a lot of influence on prices right now. And we're in a down market. We want to sell rallies out here, and it looks like it's going to continue. We've had Chinese economy, the growth revised down for next year and for the rest of this year. Of course, the U.S. is the same way. So really, it's all about demand and the dollar right now, and OPEC is kind of on the sidelines.
All right, let's say OPEC does cut significantly 4 or 5 million barrels a day. What then happens to oil prices when you're dealing with slowing economies around the world and, as you said, a stronger U.S. dollar than we've seen in a long time?
Well, if they do cut the 4 or 5 million, you'll see an initial spike, that's for sure. Probably to about the $80-$85 level. But I think at that point, you're going to turn around and look to see what the demand is, even at the lower levels that OPEC is producing. And I don't think you're going to see that the demand may be there for even those numbers. So I expect that the market will be weak or be very range-bound, say between $70 and $90. But if they come in less than that cut, if they come in, say, 1 to 2,
yeah,
I think we take a shot towards $60 at this point.
You know, finally, the shift that happened this fall, so interesting, as you see oil moving concert with stocks, which is the opposite of what we saw all summer. How long does that hang on? How long is that the case where these two move together and it's really the demand at play?
Well, I think it's a matter really of I don't think they're so moving in tandem together. I think it's just kind of it seems that way, and that's the way it's working out. But really, it's about the demand in oil, and when that demand starts picking up, then you could see, you know, the market, and actually the stock market could pick up at that point too, because a bigger demand means the economy's doing a little bit better. But I don't think they're as linked as we think they are. I think it's just they're moving in tandem right now, and it's just a coincidence at this point.
All right, Anthony, thanks. Appreciate your expertise. Thank you.
Thank you.